Tantor Audio presents Treasures of the North by Tracy Peterson. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Part 1. June to August, 1897. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Psalm Chapter 71, verses 1 and 2. Chapter 1. A gossamer wrap of glittering ivory danced across Grace Hawkins's shoulders and enveloped her in its folds like the kiss of a summer breeze. Huge brown eyes stared out from a china doll face, serving only to accentuate the delicacy of its owner. Her expression might have suggested serenity, but the mood in her heart suggested quite the opposite. "My dear, you look radiant."
"Thank you, Mother," Grace replied, trying hard to smile.
She had no heart for this evening, or for the charade she was about to play. This should have been the happiest night of her life. Instead, Grace dreaded it as she would have a dose of the cook's tonic. Neither she nor her governess, Karen Pierce, could abide the smelly concoction, and usually found an unlikely place to dispose of it before being found out. Pity Grace couldn't dispose of her unwanted fiancé as easily. Grace sighed. There were a great many things she and Karen had managed to avoid in life. However, engagement to Martin Paxton didn't appear to be one of them. Karen's quick thinking and understanding of the world would do little to free Grace from her father's demands. And unlike Karen, who held animosity for any man's demands, Grace had worked hard for a genteel balance.